Okay, Boker Tov. We're about to start Perek Daled on Reish Samach Hei. Still dealing with the sugi of Yisurim, understanding what is the nature of Yisurim, what is Yisurim, and trying to learn from this relationship that we have with suffering. How do we take the suffering and go weiter? The most important thing to remember is that this is Olam Hazeh, not Olam Haba. That's the biggest mistake people make. They think that this is Olam Haba. And when things don't go the way they want it to, they get upset and they fall apart. This is not Olam Haba. This is Gehenna. This is not meant to be a walk in the park. It's not supposed to be Gan Eden. Gan Eden is somewhere else. We were in Gan Eden. We left. So we're not in Gan Eden now. So don't get upset because it's not like Gan Eden. That's the taste. Okay.
Shinu, somewhere in between.
Huh?
Binom or somewhere in between.
Okay. You see that sometimes Gehenna is in this world also. Yerucham said that the Holocaust was because people forgot to talk about Gehenna. People forgot about Gehenna. So Kodesh Baruch Hu brought a bit of Gehenna into this world. To remind us what Gehenna is. Yerucham said that. I'm not going to say that. Yerucham said that. This world, we forgot to talk about Gehenna. We don't talk about Olam Haba. We don't talk about Gan Eden. We don't talk about Gehenna. We're sort of so settled in this world. Make a few alterations to improve things a little bit. We're quite happy. We forgot that this is not our place. Shinu Chachomim in the Midrash, the Midbar Rabbah, says the Midrash like this: Ein lecho chovim. Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'shliach ha-mishtalech la'asos mitzvah v'naysa nafshoi k'day sh'yitzliach v'shluchosa. There's nothing more choviv, precious, beloved in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an agent who goes about doing his mitzvah and he gives his nafshoi, gives his life in order to fulfill his mission. Nothing more beloved than that. There's an extra chavivus, whatever that means. We'll see that he's informed, this agent is informed of the chavivus that Hashem has when he is matzliach in doing his mission. Shliach ha-makayim shluchosay b'mesiras nefesh, an agent who fulfills his mission with mesiras nefesh. And he is mitgaber, what's the word? He overcomes all the difficulties that come upon him on his way to fulfill his mission. He's beloved in front of Hashem. That's the Midrash, the Tamsis. This midrash, first and foremost, is an ask for Musa. You know, you're trying to do something and then it's very hard and you're having, beloved, you love Hashem. Nice Musa. But you'll see the Lachla Maisa as well, yeah. Mitzilim Rotcha also Adam La Flig Besvina Batoich Gimel Yomim Lifnei Shabbos. It's also for a person to get onto a boat, to go on a boat journey 3 days before Shabbos. Somebody who's on his way to do a mitzvah, he's a shliach mitzvah, he can get onto a boat even on Erev Shabbos. There's nothing more beloved in front of Hashem than this guy. He's on his way to do a mitzvah, but he's a shliach mitzvah. There's nothing more beloved than that. So you can get onto a boat, Erev Shabbos. It means this has an impact on the halacha. This is not just a nice musavot, nice chizuk. No, the mamash affects halacha, this chavivas. We saw that Pekuch Nefesh, Acholos Nefosh, Deuches Shabbos. But Shliach Mitzvah is Deuches Shabbos. Okay, we have to learn the whole.
3 days before it's the person that you to the answer, you won't be in
the. I don't think so. I think it's got to do with. He's be Mechal Shabbos on the boat. It's got to become his Rishus. It becomes Rishus, and it also fades. It's taking his mind as well. It's 4:30.
I
could
one on Thursday night.
Why does he need his mind settled? What? So then Shabbos he'll be our first. Then Shabbos he'll be okay. That's the point. We'll be all torrid on the.
Not comfortable.
Oh, okay. I thought that's something to do with Rishuyas. Okay. I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's very nice. That's even nice. Because Bach wants a person on Shabbos to be. You know, the person should stop going to the office from Wednesday. Sit in the best midrash. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 3 days. So he goes into Shabbos with the correct mindset. You know? Yeah. We'll see a foundation stone of the Shkofas of a Jew in this world from this Stikul Torah. And this they explain like this. The Etzem. Kol Yehudi, who shlicha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu lekayim et mitzvos Hashem ba'olam hazeh. Point number one, every Jew is a shliach of Hashem to mekayim the mitzvos of Hashem in this world. That's number one, you're a shliach. Ha'adam poil l'marot she'eni yodeh ma b'yuk alav l'poil l'taken b'chayol. The person has to do what he has to do, even though he doesn't really understand what he's doing. We don't really understand what we're doing. We don't know what we've been masakin in our lives. We don't really know what all the ramifications and all the implications and all the higher cosmic factors are when we're involved in what we're doing. Nishmaso yadu b'vayim reivim itachas kisei kovad elolomo ha'shefel v'amoloi b'sevel yusurim nishenus v'chalim in the market. The neshama comes from below the kisei kovad, from a very high place. Comes into this world, this lowly world, this dark, dingy world, which is full of suffering and pain and challenges and bundles of pain. He comes in here for a real reason. Hashem didn't come here to torture. The Shoma didn't come here to be tortured. The Shoma comes here for a particular reason. The Shlichus Miyuchedet. He's on a special mission sent down here by Hashem. Bekol Eis, Bekol Shah. And every moment, this particular person has a unique mission, a shlichus that's unique to him from Hashem. Via his fulfilling his unique job, his unique mission, he gets the opportunity to reveal the Rotzen Hashem and also to do the Rotzen Hashem. Shabbos, ki mein olam haba. Shabbos is a little bit of olam haba. Ein bo yisurim v'ein sevel. That's nice. It goes back to the 3 days. You can't set yourself up for a suffering Shabbos. Ein bo yisurim v'ein sevel. Kol kula oinek. Olam haba is kol kula oinek. There's no suffering in sevel there. V'nei pamim rabot, choylefes bilebe shel adam machshove. Sometimes, one second, I've turned too many pages. Pamim rabot, cholefes b'libe shalada machshava, ma li l'tzorezu. Ma toimim li ha'yusurim v'asevel sh'ani soivel kan b'olam hazeh. Sometimes a person stops and he says, what do I need this for? What do I get from all the suffering and yusurim and problems and difficulties and anxieties in this world? Yoyset toiv hoya, lu chay ayo b'chinas Shabbos, the Lord teared off. A goof, a lot of tears and nefesh. It'd be better for me if my life was one big Shabbos, because Yaakov, Yeshel, Bushalboy, one long big Shabbos, not all these problems, and not all this tear problems of the worries and the. Hayti matzliach learn what Yosef Toiv, I could learn much better. If I didn't have this problem, and this problem, and this problem, I'd be able to come and learn much better. I'd be able to daven better. Live it is Hashem, the simcha, but to glaivov. I'd be a different person. The Shema Ali is Yasev Yishri Melech. Madhu says, what if they have all the suffering and the soilness for? And then I can't function properly. I haven't thought like that, no? Well, if I just didn't have this problem, if I just had a good chavrus, and if I just had a, if I had a quieter place, if I had a this, if I didn't have to worry about panos, if I didn't have chinuch problems or shalom bayis problems or health problems, I'd be able to function much better. People, you ever had that thought at some point in some aspect of your life? Venira shelakach romozim chazal v'lashonim kolish voimri. Shliach mitzvah doiches haShabbos. Let's see, last pshat. Shliches haMitzvah shenikena laAdam kan b'olam hazeh. The shliches of this mitzvah that a person was given in this world. Keshur laMatzavcho haRuchani. It's connected to your situation, your spiritual situation. LeMidoisecho leTivim shelcha ulaHargelcho ulaTavosecho. It's finely tuned to you based on your spiritual situation, your midas, your natural tendencies, your hergalim, your habituated ways, your taivas, your desires. Hasivala yusurim vanisayna shalechet itmoided mulam yoim yoim, heim tafkidecha boilom. All the problems and challenges and difficulties and pains and sufferings that's given specifically to you, those are your purpose in this world. Heim shlichus cho meyuchedes. That's your unique mission. Your unique mission. Alechel ledat shechavivim haim lifnei hamokom. And they are very precious in front of Hashem, like we saw in the Midrash. Ha beyeisem asher sayita oivres Hashem b'menucha b'shalva, b'bechinas Shabbos. Much more precious than if you would have served Hashem with tranquility and shalva. B'bechinas Shabbos. Shliach mitzvah doiches haShabbos. That means when you shliach mitzvah with all your Torahs or whatever, it's better that than having a matzah of Shabbos. V'zu shemetzinu shliach mitzvah doiches haShabbos. Hashem wants us to serve Him not in the olam haba, in olam hazeh. Olam hazeh by definition is yisurim and sevel and tears and worries and bothers. The more person develops his betochen and understanding of this, the more b'shalva and menuchas hanefesh he will have. Why he's going through all the yisurim and sevel and problems? He won't fall apart. For sure, that's his avoider. Our avoider is to get to Yeshuva Das and Menuchas and Nefesh in the tirdas. But if you don't, you still have to deal with the tirdas, and those tirdas and worries and bothers are more precious. Kashadam chay al pi hashkofas oilam nechayno. When a person lives with the correct perspective of reality, shekola yisurim ha'ivim alav boim b'shlichas miyuchedes. All these yusurim are coming as a very unique mission for him. When a person lives with this correct perspective, a lot of the additional problems that come with yusurim go away. You have enough problems and pain from the yusurim that Hashem sends you. But we add on bundles and bundles above because we don't understand them properly. We don't look at them properly. We resist them. We don't understand why they're happening. We don't understand that this is my unique mission. It says the reward for a mitzvah done the koshim and its difficulties is 1,000 times more than the mitzvah you did without the koshim. With Pinkus. Yeah, it's a bit subtle. It's a sasemis, and it's using Shabbos in an allegorical term. Shliach mitzvah deiches haShabbos. It means like this. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is a taste of Olam Haba. Shabbos is Yeshuva Das and Menuchas Hanefesh. No sevel, no yusuri. Right? But you're a shliach. And a shliach, by definition, has lots of problems. So shliach mitzvah deiches haShabbos, it means it's better to be a shliach mitzvah with all the problems and whatever, than to be in a matzav of Shabbos. It's a halacha, shliach mitzvah doiches haShabbos. He's on a shliach's mitzvah, whatever, he's about to be poide, I don't know which mitzvah, but he's about to be poide shwem or whatever, k'machal Shabbos, sukkah, whatever. But there's a drushia that he said. Sasemes and Shem Yishmul are saying a drushia. Shliach mitzvah doiches haShabbos, it means the shliach mitzvah has to understand his mission in this world is not to be but Shabbos. His mission in the world is to take all the problems and difficulties and challenges. Bikish Yaakov Yashiv Shalva. I think that's the best example I can think of. Yaakov wanted to be Shalva. Why? Because I've had a hard life. Now it's time to go to retirement home.
you know, hopefully you've saved up enough money to play golf three times a day. That's not what Yaakov wanted Shalva for. Yaakov wanted Shalva because he wanted to be Adam Arishon in Gan Eden, Shreim Avodah. He wanted to be able to do the mitzvahs with every aspect of perfection, which he couldn't because of his tirdas. Hashem says, that's what I'm about. You're in Lama's there. Lord, Dayel Tzadikim, what I have waiting for them in Olam Haba, they want it in this world as well. You want Shabbos in this world as well? Nicha. We don't even have Shabbos. On Shabbos? No? You have small children? You have Shabbos? What is Shabbos? One of the hardest challenge, an uncomfortable question, if you can ask the question. Where's the Shabbos on Shabbos? You get older, the kids leave, whatever, fine, the grandchildren come, that's Shabbos, that's smart. They do what they want, what do you care? Their parents have to deal with them. Unless they send them, and they go away, and they send them by themselves. Okay, that's another problem. Where's Shabbos? Yeah. So even on Shabbos, we don't really have Shabbos. We have Ma'ein, we have a taste. Not. 1/60th of Olam Haba. There's another 59 Olam Haba there from Shabbos. Yeah. There used to be a series years ago, Mission Impossible. It always started off with a guy who used to get it, a special guy who used to get this a tape recorder with his mission. Your mission should be to yourself, and it used to self-destruct, you know, it used to blow up in smoke. And you know what I'm talking about? Mission Impossible was a TV series 1,000 years ago. Everybody, you know, your mission should you choose to accept it. And then it goes, blah, 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 da, da, and then you have to go do this Mission Impossible thing. Yeah, and then this message will self-destruct in 3 seconds, and then it goes off, and then the music starts playing. I'm talking about it. So that for me was always the marshal. That's Hashem. Hashem comes to a Jew every day and says, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is. And it's going to be Mission Impossible. It's not going to be a walk in the park. Because you're a Yid, and a Yid has difficult missions, you know. And then the message self-destructs. You keep going back to the person, really want me to do this? Then just listen to the tape again, and the tape self-destructed. It ain't there anymore. You know, and then, sure, Hashem told. No, maybe he did not. That's not really what he meant. No, maybe I heard wrong. He told you, go back to sleep. No. Mission Impossible. Every morning you wake up, and you've got a whole Shulchan Aruch in front of you, and this is your mission.
One of the beauties of the Akedah that Abraham Avinu didn't even hesitate at all. Hashem told him to do it and he went.
We have to understand what the Nisoin was. What was the big deal about the Akedah? It didn't sound like such a big Nisoin. Understand what exactly the Nisoin of the Akedah was. The Nisoin of the Akedah wasn't take your son and kill him, and Abraham Avinu said, should I kill my son or not? That was obvious. Hashem says, take your son and kill him. He had no problem doing that. That wasn't Abraham Avinu's problem. That wasn't as hard as jumping into the Kifshan Aish or all the other 9 Nisoinis that came before. Chazal tell us that had Abraham Avinu not done the Akedah, all the 9 tests that came before would have been worthless. Worthless? There were some heavy tests there. All Hashem asked him to do was take your son and kill him. That's Nisoin for Abraham Avinu? If that's the Ratzon Hashem, I'll do the Ratzon Hashem. Abraham Avinu could only do the Ratzon Hashem. So what was the Nisoin? The Nisoin was, just to start, I'm not going into that, there's not a subject, but just to give you something to think about for the rest of your life, is Amram Avinu only wanted to do the Ratzon Hashem. And up till now, everything Hashem had asked him to do was the Ratzon Hashem, and he'd done it with joy, and he felt it. But Hashem came to ask him to do something which Amram Avinu knew wasn't the Ratzon Hashem. Because it wasn't the Ratzon Hashem that Yitzhak should be Oyla, should be Shechted on the Mizbeah. So Avraham Avinu went off to do this, knowing he's doing something that's against the Ratzon Hashem. But Hashem said, I know, but do it anyway. How do you survive a test like that? How do you do the Ratzon Hashem by not doing the Ratzon Hashem? How's that for a Nisoin? That's not so poshut. Anyway, that's a whole share on its own. I'm not going into it now. That's a Nisoin of Tiruf Hadas. And it's ma'od. I don't know how to translate it. It is what it's all share. I told you that's a whole share. And it's important here because it's the Nisoin of this generation. This generation has that Nisoin of Timtum Alei, where our hearts are completely Sotum. Avraham Avinu went off to the Akedah completely without any Cheshek. And he didn't understand what was happening because every time up to now, whenever Hashem told him to do something, he did it with incredible Cheshek. And he was doing something and he couldn't get into it. That's a big nisui. That's not poshut. To take your son, which is the Rotzen Hashem, and shecht him for Avinu, that's no test. What's the problem? That's easy. No, I'm not asking you to shecht your son. I'm asking you to shecht your son and know that I'm telling you don't shecht your son, because don't shecht my son. But that's not your Rotzen. But yeah, but you said do it anyway. Huh? Klal Yisrael had the same nisoin, but Kriyas Yamsuf, by the way. Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael had the same nisoin. She says, I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim to go get the Torah. Was that the Rotzen Hashem? And he took us out of Mitzrayim to get the Torah. That was the Rotzen Hashem, yeah? Then he says to them, jump into the water and drown yourself. Go into the sea. Going to the sea means commit suicide. They don't know how to swim. Where did they learn to swim? In Mitzrayim? It's also to swim in Mitzrayim. The only place you could swim in Mitzrayim was the Nile. And the Nile's a god. Even to this day, you don't know how to swim in the Nile. So where did they learn to swim? That kulsim, chugim, chugschia. No, they didn't invented that in Mitzrayim. The Kudorim and the Beis Yankers in Mitzrayim, they didn't have that. So when Hashem says, go into the water, that meant, commit suicide. But 1 second, you told me that you think that Mitzrayim from the Torah. And I know that that's your rotzen. And I know it's not your rotzen that I should drown. Hashem says, I know, but jump in the water anyway. As Sasema says, that was the Nisoin of the Akedah, was the Nisoin of the Akedah. That's why Moshe went in last, not first. The Pasuk says the Malach went behind them. The Midrash says the Malach, that was Moshe. Moshe went in last. That's a mass leader. Jewish leader goes in first. No, because if Moshe got in first, there would be no Nisoin. Each member of Klal Yisrael had to go through his own Akedah. So Moshe stood aside and said, off you go, guys. It's between you and Hashem. I can't involve you. They went in knowing it wasn't the Rotzen Hashem. Hashem said, go, so they went. Okay, now you're getting a taste. I know we haven't even scratched the surface, but now you're getting a bit of a taste. Don't understand the Akedah superficially. Chaval. Okay. And what's interesting is the Ikaschar of the Akedah came not from Shecht and Yitzchak. Abram was so prepared to Shecht Yitzchak, was considered that he Shechted him. But that's not what brought the brachas. You know what brought the brachas? The Shechitzas Ha'ayil. The brachas only come. Go have a look in the Akedah. The brachas only came after he shechted the ayil. Before he shechted the ayil, Hashem just says, now know that you've got to be Yerushamayim. Okay. Now know that you're Yerushamayim. Okay, big deal. That's it. Game over. Now what? So now he goes and he shechts the ayil. Now Hashem's back and says, wow, now you did this thing. You shechted the ayil. Wow. And he bestows all the brachas on him. There's a lot going on in the Akedah. If you just go through the psukim carefully, you'll see there's a... We live on the schus of the Akedah every minute. It wasn't a simple event. Okay. Okay, fine. So... Where were we? That was a bad digression, but important one. Rashi's. Pam le pam yudim magish ki kuloi kola kitzim. Kolo kola kitzim. Oyde mesugu lavor is a regular agala ze. Sometimes a person feels overwhelmed by the challenges that he's facing. He just can't, another wave, I just can't deal with another wave. I can't. You come out of one problem and you're into a bigger problem. You're out of the frying pan into the fire and it's he's falling apart, as they say in the English world. Yeah, everyone knows what I'm talking about. There's no one that said, no, what are you talking about? I never had one of those. You know, sometimes you go through situations in life and you just can't get out of here. First of all, this is a shlichus from Hashem. Hashem put you in a situation. That's the first thing you need to know. Hashem put me in here. Number two, shluchos shel adam kamoisa. We have a principle in halacha that the koyach of the shliach is the koyach of the mishalayach. The shliach can't do more than the mishalayach himself could do. A person makes you a shliach to mekadesh a woman. Yeah? if this person was also to be makadosh this woman, so the shliach can't makadosh this woman for the mishaleach, because he can only do what the mishaleach himself could have done. It understood? On the other hand, whatever koyach the mishaleach has, the shliach has that koyach. The mishaleach has the koyach to go makadosh this woman. The shliach can now go makadosh that woman for the mishaleach because he has his koyach. So if all the problems and suffering and difficulties we have is a shlichus from Hashem, and shliach shel adam kamoisoi, then you have the koyach of Hashem to do this mitzvah, or this trouble, or struggle, or challenge that you have. Ulechen negimus haKadosh Baruch Hu shehu kol yochol u'bal hakoyachos kulam. Hashem is omniscient, ever-powerful, all-powerful, bal hakoyachos kulam. Shalochot ha'leilam kedai la'amid ben Yisroel. He sent me down here to be ma'amid ben Yisroel. Hashem lekoyachos, ain soifim, then I have the same koyach that Hashem has. So I have infinite koyachos to deal with this Nisoyin. Hashem noizen lekoyach adinim la'amid ben Yisroel etzleh. Hashem gives this person unbelievable power to be matzliach. You have to know that. He needs to know I'm not alone in this challenge. Hashem Elokav Imoy, Elokai, my God is here with me. I'm on a mission of Hashem. Who are you? It says that he's a Tudat Zehut, his gold shield. It says it. This guy works for Hashem. He's a secret agent working for Hashem. That's who he works for. Not only that, he was handpicked out of all the candidates, all the people in the world. Hashem handpicked him to do this job. Person internalizes this. It gives you unbelievable koiches to deal with the difficulties you have. That doesn't mean they stop being difficulties. That doesn't mean they stop being yesurim. But it gives you koichas to deal with it. Especially if you've practiced on the little ones like we mentioned yesterday. The little yesurim are also shlichus is mamashem. The two restaurant marshal we used, or going up the stairs, or opening up the book, or taking the money out your pocket. The Torah defines as yesurim. There's also shlichus is from Hashem. That's there to give you a taste so that when the real stuff comes up, you're ready to deal with it. You know, the first time you get the tape, it says your mission should you choose to accept it. It's not like fly to the moon and, you know, go there. It's not your little missions, you know, little things, you know, like nothing major. And then as you meet Kadem, then you get more and more difficult jobs. So first start with the little things. Start recognizing the little things. Don't just say, oh, well, that was nothing. No, no. Because I'll tell you, putting your hand in your pocket and taking out 2 coins instead of 3 is any cry yesurim. I wouldn't have thought that. Yesurim is like they hang you upside down by your toenails and they whip you and electric shock you. You know, they're not going to let you yesurim. You know? That's also yesurim. But taking out 2 coins instead of 3 is a gam nikra yesurim. You have to learn how to deal with it. Ulechen gam keshehu ad maim ad nefesh. Therefore, even when the waters are, he's drowning. You'll give over yourself to be matzliach because you know that if Hashem asks you to do it, you can do it. And you know why you know you can do it? Because Hashem, you have all the koyches of Hashem. Koyach v'utz mi'cheres eilaboli debitu b'shas kabolas ha'teiru k'Hashem Yisrael kulu yamad v'achris kol ha'shedi v'Hashem na'ase v'nishmor. And that we'll see Metz Hashem tomorrow. That's the yesod of na'ase v'nishmor.